Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the World Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. Thanking God for each and every one of you that are listening to this program. And pray and hope that it will give you more faith, more strength, more determination to run on and just see what the end is going to be. Because the end, if we just hold out and endure to the end, we will receive a crown of righteousness. God is still good. God is still sitting on his home in glory. God will never fail. God will never disappoint you. God will never let you down. My home church is Living Water Restoration Church, and we're located at 508 Griffith Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Charles Sheila Jr., Pastor James and Shirley. Our service is every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. If you're in that area, please stop by and worship with us. And let's pray for It's All in the World Ministry, because I'm relocating the 28th of September to Deland, Florida. And I will still have my broadcast going. Just pray that the Lord just bless It's All in the World Ministry. I've been doing ministry, radio ministry for about 16 years altogether. So God is good, and I'm still here. Even though I've been going through lately, through the storm and the rain, but yet and still, I'm still here among the living. And I thank God for that. We're going to just have a word of prayer. Pray along with me and pray for me. God will forever keep me, keep you, and keep your family, and keep your loved ones, and just keep us saved. Our Father in heaven, the maker of all mankind, we come before your presence one more time and say, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we have so much to thank you for. Most of all, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for being our intercessor. We thank you for being our advocate. We thank you for being our mediator. Most of all, we thank you for saving us, a wretch undone, Lord God. You look down and see the sins of the whole world. Lord God, we thank you for your sending of your son, Lord God, that he may die, Lord, that we may be made the righteousness of God. We thank him how he paid the price for our sins on the hill of Calvary. He didn't have to die, but he did it anyway. And we thank God for that. We are saved by his grace. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his saving power. We thank God for forgiving us of our many sins. He said in the word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's nothing too hard for God. He can shape us. He can mold us. He sees fit. He is a potter, and we are the clay. Cannot the potter do what he will with the clay, Lord? We need more love. We need more faith. We need more forgiving. We need more compassion, Lord God. Lord God, we need so much. We need more love for one another, Lord God. And Lord, you say without faith it is impossible to please him. Well, he who comes to him must believe that he is, and he is a reward of them that diligently seek him, Lord. Lord, let us seek you while you may be found. Call upon you while you are near. Know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other God, Lord God. Just have mercy. Bless your people. Bless the one that's listening. Bless the family, Lord God. Bless that sinner, man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know you in the free part of the scene. Oh, Lord, just look down upon that prostitute, Lord God. Some young lady had roamed the streets all night long, Lord God. Turn her around. There is somebody, child out there, Lord God. And that mother is crying for her child, Lord God. Hear her crying, hear her call, Lord God. Turn her around, Lord God. Why she on turning ground, Lord God. Let that drug addict, that junkie, Lord God, turn them around. Go into that drug house, Lord. Clean it out. Lord God, like you did the temple, Lord God. Clean it out, Lord God. Send them out of there, Lord God. Let them know that you're God all by yourself. Let them know that they need to turn to you, Lord God. Look to the hills. Well, where's coming their help? Realizing that all that help come from you and not the drug house, not the alcohol place, Lord God. Not on the street corner, Lord God. But let them look to you, Lord God, from all their resources come from, Lord God. Let them know that you will supply their every need according to your riches and glory, oh, Lord God. There ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Jeremiah said, love and kindness have I drawn thee, Lord God. Let us draw some man, woman, boy, and girl to you, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. That homeless man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, might not know where the meal is coming from, Lord God. Might not know the shelter, Lord God, but you will be a shelter in the time of a storm, Lord God. You will feed the hungry, Lord God. Lord God, have mercy. You got so much, Lord God, to give us, Lord God. You got so many blessings to bestow upon your people, Lord God. It is conditional on what we do, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, let us just seek you, Lord God. Fill your people with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Give us the indwelling of your Spirit, Lord God. The Spirit of truth, Lord God. The Spirit that will lead us, Lord God, will guide us and keep us and teach us and show us that way to go. Give us the direction that we need, Lord God. Have mercy. You say, apart from you, we can do nothing apart from you, Lord God, because we need you. We need you. We need the President of the United States. Need you, Lord God. Congress and Senate, all those in leadership authority, they need you, Lord God. If they're too high, Lord God, bring them down, Lord God. Bring them down. You say, if we humble ourselves, we shall be obeyed. But we exalt ourselves, we shall come down, Lord God. Lord God, have mercy. We humble ourselves, Lord God. We will be exalted. We exalt ourselves, we shall be obeyed. Lord God, have mercy. Keep us in your divine care, Lord God. Keep our family. Keep our loved one, Lord God. Just help us to be more faithful to your word, Lord God. Let us trust in your word. Believe in your word. Pray your word. Preach your word. Say your word. Live your word. Receive your word. Do your word, Lord God. Not our will be done, but let your will be done in our life. Take us higher. Take us all in the word ministry higher, Lord God. I'm expecting great things from this ministry, Lord God. And I know you're going to bless it, Lord God. Just bless and add listeners to it, Lord God, so they may hear your word, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. Bless my family, Lord God. All my siblings, my nieces and my nephew, my whole family reign, Lord God. Just keep my mom, Lord God. Soon we'll be 91 years old, doing for ourselves, cooking for ourselves, Lord God. Just have mercy, Lord God. November 27th, she'll be 91, Lord God. I pray that she see her birthday, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. Lord God, coming out to me, your wish and your almost servant. Fill my cup, Lord God. Let it overflow. More you and less of me. Crucify this flesh. Paul said that dwell nothing good in the flesh. Crucify, Lord God. Lord God, let me walk in your spirit and your anointing, Lord God. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. My strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. I don't know how people can pray except in the name of Jesus. It's because he was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. We cannot get to the Father only by Jesus Christ. That's the reason I either begin it in the name of Jesus, or I'm going to end it, always end it in the name of Jesus, because he's the one that takes our petition to God. He intercedes for us. and take our petition to God. And what we're going to be talking about today, show me the way. Bring it down, Bree. Show me the way. It's one script. I'm going to read many, but this is one. And it's coming from St. John, the 14th chapter, the 6th verse. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That lets you know you have to go through Jesus Christ in order to get to the Father. I'm glad about that. I'm glad that he paid the ultimate gift for our sins, and not our only, but for the sins of the whole world. Show me the way. So this proverb, I use this verse quite often, and I'm going to use it again today. I use it almost every time I pray or talk. And the proverb, write this down, the 3rd chapter of Proverbs, 5 and 6, tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding, and all acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In other words, he will give you direction. He will show you the way to go. Because we think we know the way, but we don't know nothing. God is the all-wise God. He sees the future. He sees what's in front of us. And he knows how to get us to the place that he wants us to be. He has a purpose and a plan for our lives. But we got to walk with him. We got to talk with him. We got to make our bold. Let him come into our heart and minister to us and show us the direction. Most of all, you must be born again of the water and of the spirit. You must have the Holy Ghost and fire. You must have that comforter that he was talking about, that he was saying that to us, which is the Holy Ghost, the spirit of truth. That is what indwells on the inside of us. That is what speaks to our spirit. So let us remember that. God wants us to acknowledge him in whatever we do and look to him to show us the way. Because he is the only way. That's why I say we need the Holy Spirit. And you know the good thing about it, when he left his disciples, he knew that they was going to need something to do. And he told them, he said, nevertheless, in St. John, the 16th chapter, 7 and 8 verse, he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you, not for me, but for you, that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The day of Pentecost, he told them to go unto Jerusalem and wait there until they be endowed with power from on high. It came in like a mighty and a rushing wind. The Holy Spirit. That's what the world needs. He said, be ye holy. For I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. So that leads me to know and believe that I must have the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, the saints, we will not survive. We must have the Holy Spirit. We won't survive. Coming up in this world, dealing with all kinds of people, all kinds of rules and regulations that man has set out, we got to have it in order to survive. Paul said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We got to have a new mindset. Satan is on the rampage. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, beginning at that 10th verse, tell us, son and brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. And it go on to tell us, might not be in order, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and all that. The sword and the spirit, which is the word of God. We need all that. I might have missed some, but that's okay. Read it for yourself. That sixth chapter of Ephesians, beginning at that 10th verse. He said, if I depart, I will send him unto you, which is the Holy Spirit. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will do that. Psalm 19 tell us, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that's where I get that from, be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Whatever we say and do, let it be directed by God. Let God lead you, guide you, teach you, and keep you. And believe me, I have been single by myself for about 15 to 16 years. I would say it to be close, 15 years. And God have kept me. You hear me? I have not defiled my body by laying up and doing everything that I should not do. I told God, I said, Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender my body, my mind, my soul, and strength. I give it all to you. You are in control of my life. When I was in control of it, it was a mess. So now I give it to you. Let you handle it. Let you deal with it. Let you deal with my problem. And he will do just that. Let your steps. Psalms 25:4-5 tell us, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are God of my salvation. On you do I wait. We don't have patience. We don't want to wait on the Lord. We want to get in the hurt. We want to do it our way. Do it God's way, because he is the only way. I wait all the day. Lord, you are the God of my salvation. I honor you. I put my trust in you all the day long. Guide me. Teach me your will and your way. Then Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. God will direct your path. If you let him, he's not going to force anything on you. He can, but he won't. He will not force anything on nobody. You come to him willingly to him. I'm reminded of Joshua. Joshua, he succeeded Moses, and he was very faithful to Moses. And if you read Joshua, the first chapter, in that fifth verse, it tells you, there should not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And this is for us. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Show me the way. Jesus said in John, I pray that 14th chapter, I am the way. If we trust God more, to have more faith in God, we don't always understand. We don't understand the plan that God has for our life. But we just have to trust his plan that he has for our life and move by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Like I said before, I'm getting ready to go to the land, Florida, there before. It wasn't time for me to stay there. Now it's time. God showed me, he prepared a way. That path have been made plain to me. He have gave me peace about my decision, and I am happy that he did. Because God will not steer you wrong. God is too wise. God will not make no mistake. You got to learn to lean and depend on God. And while we down here, we are going to go through, but he will have a way for us to go through. He will go through that storm with us. He's not going to leave you there to go through it by yourself because he knows it is too heavy for you to bear. But he will take you like a child, like a mother take a child and lead that child through. God will take us through his spirit and just lead us. He give us strength. He give us peace to go through the storm. Praise God in the good time. Praise God in the bad time. Why the bad time? Because I know he's going to bring me out. He is going to bring me out. I had something that I wanted to read, but I can't seem to find it. So I cannot read it. Okay, but I am going to read this, though. It's in 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. For our life, that's what I want to read. For our light affliction, what we go through, which is but for a moment, be temporary, works for us a far more exceedingly and eternal way of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, just temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. For the word, God is awesome. He is just mighty. In the last 3 weeks, I have really been going through. I have this problem, and I reach a point where I cannot sleep, and I will stay awake sometime all night long. I will read my Bible, I will read my Bible, I will pray. I still couldn't go to sleep. Then I asked God, I said, God, is this like the, I know I'm varying a little bit. I said, Lord, is this like the Apostle Paul where he went, had a thorn and went to you 3 times? And you told him that my grace is sufficient. And that came to me. I said to myself, maybe his grace is sufficient. But I know that I have to have sleep. I need my sleep. I'm craving for my sleep. And pray that I would have a good night's sleep. We must all. If you are Holy Ghost here, the Spirit will lead you and guide you to all truth. And it will show you the way. Jesus' way is the only way. Not our will be done, but thy will be done. Jesus will give you direction in any situation you're in that you allow yourself to get into. God don't put us in the situation we sometimes get ourselves into. But God will have mercy and compassion. He's slow to anger and plentiful to mercy. And he will bring us out of it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There are no temptations taken to you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That's what they're saying, come. God don't put no more on you than you are able to bear. And that is a true saying. He will not do it. He know what you can take. He know what you can't take. He's not going to overburden you. He's a burden bearer, a heavy load carrier, consoler, and so on. God is not like Satan, the adversary. He will lead you in the wrong direction. If God said go right, Satan is going to tell you go left. Don't listen to God. He don't know what he's talking about. Go this way. Constantly. When you in a conflict with Satan and don't know what to do, you know what you do? Stand still and wait till you hear from God. And that God will give you peace. When he'll give you peace and show you the way to go, then you move. When you are haughty between two opinions, don't know what to do, stand still and wait until you hear from God. Because he will not lead you wrong. He's always goes Satan contrary to what God tells you. The Holy Spirit will show you anything that you need to know. You know, I say this. An old preacher told me once, it's a lot of preachers, I'm not saying that it's not no prophet, because the word tell you prophet is one of the fivefold ministries. But when somebody come up and tell me that God told me to tell you this and that, it merely be a confirmation of what God has already told you. For the simple reason, you hear me good, God don't have to go to nobody else to tell you anything. He know you. If you're a born again saint, he will tell you first. He will come to you first. He is not afraid of you. He will come to you first. If you don't yield to him, then he might have a prophet or somebody to prophesy to you what he has said. But when they prophesy to you, it just be a confirmation of what God has already told you from the beginning. When God wants you to know something, he will tell you. If you save, I told you, you need the Holy Ghost. That is what we can rely on. Matthew 6:33 tells us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, God's righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God wants us to ask him for what we need. He tells us to ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open. He that asks, receive. He that knocks, the door will be open. And so on. God is awesome. God will never fail. He's a non-failing God. He will never let you down. He will never disappoint you. You can rely on God. When you can't rely on nobody else, your mother and father and sister and brother is gone. Your only resource is to rely on God. And God put us in situations that we don't have no choice but to rely on him. He'll cut off all the resources that we may come to him and rely on him, because he is our Father. He would not let us suffer but so much. He's trying to get our attention for what is going on in the world. He said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, that are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from that weak way, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal the land. That's what he wants us to turn. Just remember, Jesus is the only way to the Father, because he paid the price on the hill of Calvary for the sins of the whole world. He's an already paid for our sins. God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. I'll be back here next week at 6 p.m. And just remember, it's all in the Word. God bless.